Viator is the world's leading travel experience marketplace, offering everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. Extensive options, ease of selection, and flexibility at your fingertips help make sure your time is wonderfully spent. Viator is the place to go to book experiences that will create long-lasting moments that make lifetime memories. And Viator has over 300,000 bookable experiences to choose from in over 190 countries. In fact, just last year, Viator helped my family put together this amazing adventure on the island of Kona, swimming with the manta rays, trying to avoid the barracudas, whatever your wildest dreams. If you can imagine it, Viator probably has an experience just for you. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in Viator's world of wonderful experiences. Viator. One site, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life well, Rocket can. Jersey Jerry's going to join us each and every football Friday at 9:20 p.m. Eastern, 6:20 p.m. Pacific, as we will do NFL picks up against Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports this year. But without further ado, let me get some NFL music. We'll give you a thought on each game. Zach Gilbin, hot take Hickey. Game number one, Saints at the Falcons. He's questionable. We haven't seen him, though, play football in 2 years. If he does play on Sunday up against the Falcons, my thought is, what is Michael Thomas at this point? Because for a while, he was a top three wide receiver in the league. Some viewed him as the best wide receiver in the league. And now, after 2 years of not being able to get on the field, I just simply don't know what to expect out of him anymore.
Speaking of unexpected expectations, that makes sense. I think it does. Jameis Winston.
Speaking of unexpected things, I would say.
Sure. Questions going in the answer.
Now, I'm not a scholar, so.
Way better than how I phrased it and just probably butchered that. But Jameis Winston, what the hell is he without Sean Payton? I don't know. I mean, last time we saw him in a full-time role.
Holy crap.
33.
Hold on. I'm watching this Alcaraz-Tiafo match. They just showed Henrik Lundqvist. He is a beautiful man, Henrik Lundqvist.
Oh, he's a hot. Yeah. He's one of the hottest athletes. I mean, look, I would kill for his pro career, but I think I'd take his looks first over his accolades.
Oh, I would take his looks in a second. He's one of the top 10 goalies of all time, but I would love to look like Henrik Lundqvist.
He's like Rico Suave.
And just sit down and see what happens when you're Henrik Lundqvist. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Unsmooth, Jameis Winston. Last time we saw him, 30 picks when he was not coached by Sean Payton. I don't know what to expect. My hopes are not high, but I'm interested to see what he can do also coming off an ACL injury as well.
Yeah, because they got off to a good start last year.
5-2.
And then unfortunately, he gets hurt with the torn ACL, and it was disappointing. Not that I thought he'd be great, but they were trending in the right direction. San Francisco at Chicago. I'm going to really go out on a limb here. I want to see Trey Lance dominate. That's what I'm looking forward to. So we could stop this Jimmy G nonsense for at least a week. That's my thought on this game.
That's mine, but I'll throw a different thought out there. I want to see what Deebo Samuel's role is, right? We know last year he thrived in the running back receiver hybrid. He made a big stink about this offseason. Now he got paid. Now he's going to go back to that role because that's really what fits the team and really unlocked him to be the best player on the field in that role.
Also, condolences to Justin Fields. It's a shame that you got drafted by the Bears because the Bears suck. And that's just where quarterbacks go basically to die.
You sold me there. I was like, who died? I thought like there was a tragic passing
recently
that I missed.
No,
you sold it well, but you're right.
It sucks because that guy could be really good, but he's getting set up to fail, not succeed. Steelers at the Bengals. Wonder what my thought in this game was. You know what I'm rooting for in this game? Mitch Trubisky to just be horrible. So we could get Kenny Pickett in for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's what my immediate thought is on this game.
I'm excited to see Joe Burrow in his first real offseason. Remember, 2020 COVID, 2021 was the ACL rehab. This is his first real offseason in the NFL where he can actually get better, improve his game. Tough Steelers defense, but now this offense should be, you know, picking up right where they left off last year.
And also, for a new reworked offensive line, you get a very good Steelers defensive
front.
Yes,
sir. Great test.
Eagles at the Lions. If Jalen Hurts is the quarterback of the future for the Philadelphia Eagles, you beat up on bad teams. That's my thought going into this one. We'll see if Jalen Hurts could do that.
I think the Lions can be, I always say surprise team, 7-8 wins. I think this is a nice test to see kind of talent-wise, can their scrappiness get them, you know, not just keep in games, now they can get over the hump and start winning some of the games that they were close in last year?
Let's go Patriots at the Dolphins. I have two thoughts on this one. I think both of them are fairly obvious, so I'll let you go first on this one, and then I'll take whatever way you do not go.
I'll leave your team for you. I'll take Tua. Look, obviously that's the million-dollar question. How is he going to play in this offense? How is he going to throw the ball to Tyreek Hill? What's Tyreek Hill going to be like on the sideline if he's not getting the ball? A lot of
what is Mike McDaniel as a coach?
Also true as a head coach. You're a play caller. We'll
Media
see.
Media darling Mikey.
Your guy. Can he put the hoodie in a body bag? We'll see. That's what I'm watching.
Talking about going into a body bag, I may be going into one on Sunday. I'm going to pick the Pats +3.5. I did so on the DA show this morning. We'll see if I'll pick them double down once again, if I'll do the same picks when Jersey Jerry's going to join us coming up in 15 minutes from now. Who am I going to be yelling at on Sunday is my question, though, just with the offensive coordinator. Or who am I going to be praising? Is it going to be Patricia? Is it going to be Judge? Belichick said if it doesn't work out, it's on me. Is Bill going to be calling the plays? What's going to be going on? Because when I went to training camp, I have confidence in Mac Jones, but when I went to training camp, which I hate going to, but I went there, it was sloppy. You saw Bill basically call run pass, then Patricia call the plays, and Joe Judge is basically holding on to Matt Patricia's pocket, his coattails. So I just want to see what the offense looks like, because all it's been this offseason has been negative, negative, negative. But something just tells me Belichick's going to find a way to get it done. You know, maybe that's just me latching on to the old guard, where whenever you doubt the Patriots, they find a way to say bleep you. I'm not picking them to make the playoffs this year, but I do think they win week one. But if Matt Patricia is looking like a slob on the sidelines and can't get the plays in, that's going to be a problem. Ravens at the Jets. I kind of want to see Joe Flacco get his doors blown off. How Joe Flacco started in this game is a joke. It sucks that Zach Wilson's hurt. The return of Joe Flacco up against his old team. I know it's at MetLife Stadium, but he gets to go up against his old school. I kind of wish this game was in Baltimore. Get Joe back in Baltimore. Joe. Elite. Go ahead.
I guess I'll see if Lamar Jackson's locked in. Now, he doesn't have to be against the Jets, but
he'll be locked in. I don't think that's going to be a big deal. If they didn't get a deal done.
I would agree, but now we'll finally get a first chance to see if those words they are saying actually match what we see on the field.
Jacksonville at the Commanders. What do I want to see? Carson Wentz throw 9,000 interceptions. You know what an underrated storyline here is? Because they weren't on these teams ever before. Doug Peterson up against Carson Wentz. Doug basically, right, gave up on Carson. I know Jalen Hurts was drafted by Howie Roseman, but that's something to think about. Here's the thing. You guys know me. I do not believe in Carson Wentz as a franchise quarterback. You lose this game to Jacksonville, it's already a disaster after 1 week. That's what I'm curious to see. Can Carson find a way to win? I don't want to call this a big game, but it maybe could give you some hope if you're one of those fans of the Commanders, which I don't know if there's many fans of the Commanders anymore, that are believing in Carson Wentz.
I'm really excited to see Trevor Lawrence. Now, without Urban Meyer, an actual real professional head coach that knows how to develop young quarterbacks, I think I have a big year, and this is a nice first step in having that big year take it on the Commanders.
Browns at the Panthers. I want to see Baker Mayfield F up the Cleveland Browns. I want to see Baker have a big day, just for the takes that then will arise from that on Monday.
I want to see the game plan for Cleveland. You said Jacoby's your guy. You talked to, you know, you backed him up the entire season or offseason so far in training camp once Deshaun Watson was officially suspended. Now it's just going to be the Nick Chubb show and you run the ball 10 times a game. Or you're going to let Jacoby show you, you know, the trust you have in him.
You mean only throw the ball in 10 times a game? I think you said Nick Chubb run the ball only 10 times.
Oh, no. Sorry. Yes. I meant like, yes.
I was going to say, not that you care about my fantasy team, but I purposely draft running backs that have bad quarterbacks. So I drafted Nick Chubb this year.
Smart man.
I'm hoping they feed him like 30 times a game.
I mean, we'll see. Kevin's fancy. He's talking like they won't, but we'll see.
Also, the running back situation here in both teams is great. With McCaffrey going up against Chubb and Kareem Hunt, who's not happy that he's on the Browns because he never got a new contract. So there's a lot of good running back potential there in that game.
Hope CMC plays.
Colts at the Texans. What is my thought on this? I got nothing on this game. This is a boring game. I know you're going to tell me, we're going to have Indianapolis get off to a good start. They don't get off to good starts. Blah, 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 blah. The debut of Matt Ryan. I guess I'm kind of intrigued by what Lovie Smith and Davis Mills will be this year. Because I'm under the belief that the Texans will be drafting a quarterback next year. Can Davis Mills make me change that belief? There's what I'll go, and I'll leave the Colts for you.
I want to see what the tight ends and receivers for the Colts can do outside of Michael Pittman Jr. A lot of unproven talent, a lot of young talent.
Guy from Cincinnati that was on your podcast?
Alec Pierce, a quote-unquote no-name player, according to some people. But maybe this is a chance to make a name for himself and let everyone know who number 14 on the Colts is.
You know he's going to touchdown this weekend.
Alec, don't call me Alex.
Did you call him by the wrong name?
No.
Oh.
But I feel like it could be a common, you know, mistake.
Giants at Tennessee. Oof.
Woof.
Running backs. That's my first thought on this one. Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley. Saquon, are you going to continue to be a bust? Can you stay healthy? And for Derrick Henry, you better be running through people like you normally do and stay healthy, because you are that offense with Ryan Tannehill at the quarterback position. A guy that sometimes put up good numbers, but when it comes down to crunch time in a big game, which this is not, he throws the ball to the other team.
Yeah, I'm with you. Running back, Saquon Barkley. I mean, can you stay healthy? Also, Derrick Henry, too. Like, how, you know, he should come out of the gate firing. A lot of time off. Should be all healed and ready to go. But I also want to see, what's his workload going to be like?
Green Bay at Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota. The Kevin O'Connell effect. Can it soar and take off in game number one up against the Green Bay Packers? That's what I want to see with now Kirk Cousins having a coach that actually likes him.
I'm excited to see the run game for Green Bay. I think they'll feature it a lot this year, especially in week number one with some of the wide receivers banged up and not really having a true number one. You know, we've been fascinating a lot on the Green Bay receivers.
You're so weak.
They have A.J. Dillon. They do have
Aaron Jones. But you're being weak here.
Why am I being weak?
Put it all on the shoulders of Aaron Rodgers, making $50 million a year. Let's see what he could do.
I think they're going to run the ball a lot this year and week one.
Well, they have run the football more under Matt LaFleur.
They have.
That was a big reason why I got into a big debate with James Jones 2 years ago, why Aaron Rodgers wasn't going to win the MVP. Clearly, he's capable of it. I thought they were going to run the football a lot more, and his just stats wouldn't be that great. Now, ever since saying that, he's won back-to-back MVP, so you're welcome. Kansas City at Arizona. My first thought is Kyler Murray. No DeAndre Hopkins. You're going up against a team that I still think is a wonderful team in Kansas City. Can Kyler find a way to be the man after getting paid like he's the man?
Patrick Mahomes has been the man. This is really his first test, right? This is the first true off season where there was questions about the Chiefs. You lose Tyreek Hill. You're coming off a playoff game where you played arguably, you know, one of the worst games and one of the worst halves you've ever played. Now this is a great chance to kind of do what greats do. Bounce back and carry the team with lesser talent around you.
Raiders at the Chargers. My first thought, McDaniel's moment, week one, running off the field. That's for you, hot take, Kiki. Because you hate that guy's guts because he left your team at the altar. I'm really curious, though, Raiders offensive line, because that offense could really hum if Derek Carr gets the protection.
I like the trenches play. I mean, that was an issue that really, you know, hurt the Chargers last year, especially the run defense. Has it been shored up? But also, too, I want to see Brandon Staley. How aggressive is he? He's gotten criticized a lot for going fourth down too much. I don't think he's going to tone it down that much. Maybe, no. You know.
Austin Eckler, when he joined me a few weeks ago, said, we're understanding of his philosophy now. They're going to continue to be aggressive.
Maybe not on your own 18-yard line like you did once or twice last year. But otherwise, I think he'll still go for it on fourth a lot.
You could use analytics, but you also got to use your head and your gut. And there's sometimes when you go for it when you know it's not a smart decision. Inside your own 20-yard line, that's a Joe Judge type of decision. Tampa at Dallas. Is Dak going to go win this game in prime time? They got close last year. Micah Parsons is going to continue to be a stud like he was last year in his rookie year. For Dallas, are you just going to be good or are you going to end up being great. Because you're stuck in just being a team that could be good. I don't think anyone expects you to be great. You're going up against the great Tom Brady. Let's see if you can dethrone him.
Speaking of Tom Brady, I'm watching his focus. He's been one of, if not the best, compartmentalizer in any of any athlete in history.
Big word.
You like that?
Now yeah, he's also tough. I thought you were going to say compartmentalizer.
That's what I said. Compartmentalizer.
No, did you?
Yeah.
No. It's tough. No, it's tough when you say that.
Oh, it's not easy. You really got to sound
that's
down your
one
head.
Word I always trip over myself on. Compartmentalizer.
Really got to sound it out. I almost take it slow more than anything else.
Yeah, that's not happening with me. I avoid that word. If I ever try to say that word, I go,
he's great at separating things.
We'll use another word.
But this is the most distracted he has been in his career. I'm just intrigued. I'm not saying he's going to stink. I still think he's going to be very good. I am interested to see, though, how he does play with some off-the-field issues clearly weighing him down.
Denver at Seattle, Monday night. Here's what I want to see. Russell Wilson, just take a knife like it's through, a hot knife like it's going through butter, and just carve up Seattle. And Russ will be cooking. Fans will be cheering before the game, and then during the game, you root against Russell Wilson. But I wouldn't mind seeing Russell Wilson, because I'm laying the 6.5 points, just dominating Seattle.
Agreed. In that same vein, this is, look, Pete Carroll can say this, you know, he's expecting a big season. This is basically Seattle's Super Bowl, right? You're playing as your former quarterback. You made the decision. We're going to move in a different direction.
You know what Pete Carroll's going to say after the game when they get blown out? Well, we can only go up from here. It can't get any worse.
That's a good point. I want to see his demeanor. He's always positive, but like, is this, like, I feel like we were going to tell, like, this one means more to
me. You know when Urban Meyer's like hunched over on the sideline when he gets stressed out? I think he may have some of those moments from Pete Carroll.
Like when he's on his hands and knees, like, look like he's like needs oxygen.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's a thought in every game this weekend in the NFL and then bleeding over into Monday. When we come on back, the great Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports will join us. He will be my opponent this year for NFL picks.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show. It was always Zach Gelb and Jersey Jerry, but Zach just didn't know it.
Jerry in New Jersey. Jerry, what part of Jersey are you calling from?
I'm from North Jersey. I'm a blue-collar union guy.
And now they're friends.
I'm the buddies for life, right?
It was always Jersey Jerry. It was always Zach Gelb.
This has never happened before. And I'm man enough to share it. I'm man enough.
And now it's time to respect their NFL picks. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
That's what I'm talking about. You can think of Riley Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Now joining us from Barstool Sports, as he will each and every football Friday, as we'll pick three games each. One has to be an underdog. You know the rules, and we'll keep track of it all year long, is the great Jersey Jerry. Jersey Jerry, how you been, my friend?
Hey, what's up, Zach? What's going on, brother?
I'm doing fantastic, and I'm doing even better because we got football tomorrow, we got football on Sunday, and now I get to hear your voice each and every football Friday. I got to start you off with the little Steelers question. Since you're a huge Steelers fan, I need you to deliver me the State of the Union, your thoughts on the Steelers heading into this season.
Yeah. Okay. So as far as the quarterback situation, I would have to say it's the right call. You know what I mean? Let's put the veteran out there. Let's put Mitch Trubisky out there. Listen, at the end of the day, Mitch has proven in the past that he could win NFL football games. That's something Kenny has yet to do. So let's see what Mitch can do. If all else fails, we turn to Kenny Pickett. You know what I mean? That's in the plan already with Tomlin. You know, and I'm sure Mitch will have a short leash. You know what I mean? So I think it's the right move. I really do. Are the Steelers a Super Bowl team this year? Absolutely not. I wish I could say they were. But, you know, listen, they're just not. But they will get there one day. It's just this year. I don't think it's the year. But, hey, I hope they can make the playoffs and make a little run. I would be so pleased with that. You know what I mean? But for the quarterback situation, I'm happy where it is right now. I really am.
I wanted them to start Kenny Pickett week one. They obviously did not do that. Now they're rolling with Mitch Trubisky, like you just said. Week four, yeah. That's what I look for next. That Jets game, maybe Pickett gets in.
Yeah, why are you, you know, I noticed that, you know, on the Twitters, on the Instagrams, you mentioned always Mitch Trubisky. What's up with that, Zach?
Oh, he's a bust. I'm not a believer in him. I want to rock and roll with Kenny Pickett already. I don't think there's upside to Trubisky.
Yeah, Kenny definitely has the higher ceiling, for sure, in my opinion, at least. But, hey, you know, at the end of the day, I don't care who plays quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I just want to win some football games. We'll see what happens.
And the multi-million-dollar question entering this NFL season before we get to our picks. Who do you like to win the AFC West this year?
Oh, that's tough. That's really, really tough. Listen, that division is loaded, man. It really is. And it's going to be very, very competitive. But since I'm pretty much close now with Max Crosby, I got no reason not to root for the Raiders. I drafted Devontae Adams in fantasy footballs. I think if I had to pick a team, a dark horse to win the Super Bowl, besides being the Bills, I would go with the Raiders, man. I really think they got a good squad this year.
You know what? Expand, because I think it's important for the listening audience to hear this about your relationship with Max Crosby, because I saw the interview and it was real powerful stuff.
Yeah, so me and Max have you know, one thing in common. You know, at one point in our life, we were down on our luck. Now we're sober. Max just celebrated, I think, a few years clean a couple months back. Coming on my podcast that I have about sobriety. And he gives back to the community. He's a good guy. Loves football, humble guy. But yeah, man, we chat all the time. He's a good cat, great defensive player, man. Great. He's almost right up there with the Watts and the Aaron Donalds. He's right there.
Jersey Jerry here with us from Barstool Sports. Okay. You want to go first for your first pick, or do you want me to go?
You can go first, Zach. Listen, it's your show.
Okay. I like that. I respect that. Jersey Jerry comes on our turf, and he's respectful. That's why Jersey Jerry's all about the respect. That's what I love about him.
Yes, Zach, yes.
I will start things off this weekend, the Browns and the Panthers. This line has moved big time. In some books, it is the Cleveland Browns now being a favorite, but I'm looking right now through your company's website, the Barstool Sportsbook, and I see it as a pick'em.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the Carolina Panthers in this one. I like the Baker Mayfield revenge game here.
Awesome, awesome. I'm on board with you there, as well. So I will do my two picks, and then I will do my underdog last. My first one is going to be this one, and I don't even think this game is going to be a very, very close game whatsoever. Listen, I don't care. Devontae Adams gone. That defense is so good. It's so underrated. Give me the Packers all day, -1.5, all day and night. I could see this game being a double-digit game. I just, all the hype around the Vikings this year, you know, I don't see it, man. I don't see it. Give me Aaron Rodgers -1.5. I'll take it all day.
You know what's interesting about this game? Because in theory, you would think, oh, yeah, Green Bay just could easily win the game. Isn't it weird that spread's only 1.5?
Yeah, what they're doing is, listen, I'm using a little reverse psychology here, okay, because it didn't work last night. I felt like yesterday's line with the Bills and the Rams, they were begging you to just take the Rams.
And I took the Rams. It was brutal.
Yeah. Yeah, it was brutal. It was a catastrophe, Zach. It was a catastrophe, to say the least. I'm doing a little reverse psychology here. I'm sticking with my guns. I'm going Aaron Rodgers.
All right. My next game, maybe this is just the Patriot fan in me, and I don't love what they're doing on offense. It makes no sense with Patricia. It makes no sense with Judge and Belichick and how they're calling plays. I just don't buy into Mike McDaniel and Tua Tagovailoa yet when – it's a spread of 3.5 points. This kind of feels like a field goal game, 24-21. I'll take the Pats as one of my underdog picks, plus the 3.5 points.
Awesome. Yeah, hey, listen, they always play close games, so I like it. I like it. My next one, I will go with the Saints, -5.5 against the Falcons. I'm a big believer in Jameis Winston. I really am. They got weapons. They got weapons all over the field. Defense is great. weapons on offense, drafted Chris Olave. Give me the Saints. I'll take the Saints minus 5.5.
So far, I have the Pats plus 3.5. I have the Panthers on a pick'em, and Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports have the Packers minus 1.5 and the Saints minus 5.5 points. My last pick, I'm going to the Monday night game. Hopefully after a good Sunday, we go into Monday. We got some cash in the bank account, and we then place it on the Denver Broncos. Ooh, this line just jumped up to 7. It's still at 6.5 points. I will take them at 6.5 points up against the Seattle Seahawks. I love Russell Wilson and his return to Seattle.
Yep. For my underdog play, Zach, I don't think a lot of people are going to see this coming, but they should by now. It will be the Pittsburgh Steelers plus 6.5. That is something that that I will guarantee. Okay, you can put a guarantee on that. And I got a little stat for you. Listen, I'm a numbers guy. When a team makes a Super Bowl and they lose, right? In the last 21 years, that same team is 4-17 against the spread. What it's called is it's called a Super Bowl hangover, and that's exactly what you seen last night, and that's exactly what you'll see Sunday at 1 o'clock from the Cincinnati Bengals. Give me Pittsburgh all day plus 6.5.
Let me just ask you this, aside from what you just said, because we're doing this on the spread, are you feeling them good on the money line, plus 230 to win the game outright?
That will be very tough. Will be hard. I think it's a field goal game. I really do. You know, the Pittsburgh Steelers had all offseason to think about this matchup. The Bengals destroyed them both times last year, ran all over the field. I'm not making excuses. I'm really not. Steelers' defensive line was a catastrophe last year. Everybody was injured. I think they improved on the defensive line. Secondary is back. And you know, we added Miles Jack, which is a huge pickup. I just see this, honestly, as a little low-scoring game and a field goal game. I will sprinkle the money line a little bit. I won't go crazy. I'm definitely going to hammer it at plus 6.5.
Sir, the picks for week one, Jersey Jerry taking Green Bay minus 1.5 up against the Vikings, rolling with the Saints against the Falcons, New Orleans minus 5.5, and the Steelers plus 6.5 up against the Bengals. And I'm taking the Pats plus 3.5, Denver laying the 6.5, and the Panthers in a pick'em. Tell me what you got to plug here, Jersey Jerry.
Okay, my plugs?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So on Instagram and Twitter, right, you can find me at JerryTheKid21. If it don't have a blue check mark, it ain't me. I'm verified on both ends. You can catch me on Facebook as well, and the TikToks as well, Jersey Jerry.
Oh, you're on TikTok now?
Yeah, you know, I got somebody running it for me. I'm not the best at the TikTok, but I got somebody running it for me. I do that. I do the Facebook still a little bit, but I'd rather do Twitter and Instagram.
Well, Jersey Jerry, I'm looking forward to our picks each and every week. Great to have you on and actually know when you're calling me this time instead of what you did with that Gordon Hayward stuff, which I thought was hilarious. But always great to hear your voice and looking forward to it throughout the year.
Hey, yeah, Zach. Hey, thanks again, man. I'll talk to you next week for sure.
You got it. There's Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports going to be joining us each and every week in football season. And you can listen in the NFL app, on the Odyssey app, on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams or by asking Alexa to open the Westwood One Sports, sponsored by AutoZone. It's time to say goodnight to that check engine light with the free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It will help troubleshoot the likely cause of your light for free. That was good. Hey, I guess he's annoyed with my Trubisky stuff as a big-time Steelers fan. See, I told you that was catching on. Steelers fans, if Trubisky destroys the Patriots in week 2, I always say I'm here win or loss. Got a sore throat. Don't know if I could come into work that day. No, I wouldn't do that. I'm not hickey. What are you rolling your eyes at?
I was here the Monday after week 18 with the Jaguars.
You threatened not to show up.
I was never going to actually sit out.
You called up David, our boss, and you go, please don't make me come into work today. Please, please, please.
I'm a front-facing
We can't find anyone
man.
For scheduling, so you're going to have to come in.
I ate it. Unlike other Colts members, I ate it.
Who are you talking about?
Carson Wentz, who ditches Ducks criticism.
I go, what media war are we starting right now with Indianapolis Colts media?
No.
See, I think you're, honestly, you got to be top five most popular people on the Colts media beat right now since you're doing that podcast. Can you name other five other Colts media members? Can you?
Well, yeah, of course I can.
Who?
Okay, well, George Brebber, my co-host, reporter. Zach Kiefer of The Athletic is very good. Stephen Holder of ESPN.com is very good. Bob Kravitz of The Athletic is very good.
Kravitz is good.
Mike Chappell is very good. Greg Doyle is very opinionated. He's very controversial.
Yeah, he's still so annoyed and butthurt about the Flakegate.
There's a few other new hires. There's like two new hires this year. Joel Erickson of IndyStar is always pretty good.
Let me ask you this. If because of your wildly successful Colts podcast,
million downloads,
the Indianapolis right Star called you up to be the Colts' next beat writer, are you taking it and leaving us?
No, I don't think I can't be a beat reporter because you have to be impartial. I can't be impartial.
Okay. Damn. I was trying to find the way to get you out of here.
Are you kidding me?
I was going to call up the paper in Indianapolis. Hey, he'll take this salary. This is what he's making. Boom, boom, boom. And get you on out of here.
Wow. Just like that, huh?
Yeah, we'll have a party.
Well, maybe you could be the next Patriots OC. How about that?
You know what? I usually don't say this. I don't know if it can get any worse than what they're going with right now.
I agree.
And I could sit there with the papers in front of my face. All right, we're going to call Spider 2 Y Banana. Okay, and this is what we're going to do. Mac Jones to the football. All right, now we're going to run it with Ramondre Stevenson and Damian Harris. And I'm going to hold the paper in front of my face so no one sees what I'm actually saying.
Would you wear a cutoff sweatshirt on the sideline?
No, that's Bill's thing.
Well, I mean, McDaniels rolls up the sleeves. Not cutoff, but he rolls up the sleeves.
So Aaron McKee once told me that Larry Brown said to him, when Aaron McKee was the assistant on Fran Dunphy's staff, that he outdressed the coach. Like, he was better dressed than Fran Dunphy. He goes, you never wear the better dress or the better suit than the coach does. So I don't think I could dress better than Bill Belichick. So cut off sleeves would be too black tie there.
So what would you do? You just wear a sweatshirt? Like, I think you're dressing up more if you wear a sweatshirt with no holes in it.
Oh, yeah, it's a good way to think about it. I would say maybe like a cutoff tank top.
Any shorts? Yeah, we're shorts.
Oh, yeah. Well, how about Chris Oliveira, our boss?
Pro shorts?
Oh, that was music to my ears. He went in the newsroom. He saw me in shorts. Usually they would like yell at you. He goes, no, I'm an advocate of shorts all year long. I go, even in January? He goes, yep, even in January. So he goes, it's Sports Talk Radio. Why do we have to get all dressed up all crazy?
It's coaching football. Why do you got to wear a sweatshirt with normal sleeve length?
He actually chastised me when I did TV for CBS Sports Network and I wore a button down. He goes, you're too dressed up. You're selling out for TV.
Sell out. Sell
out. So good stuff there with Jersey Jerry. Always do love when he joins us, even when we know or don't know when he is calling in. But he's going to be doing a great job all throughout the year on the picks. Okay, we'll come on back. We'll do the closing bell. Tell you whose stock is booming, whose stock is dooming.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
All righty, let's close up shop on this Friday. Just a programming note. You know what? We got multiple programming notes here, Hot Take Hickey. Do you know what the first programming note is? I'm doing this in order, by the way.
Eye on football.
No.
Sunday. Really?
No. We have programming notes. We are a team.
Hickey's Pickies, week two. A few hours from now.
Pretty much, I was giving you a plug here. You have the Hot Take Hickey Show.
The Ryan
on
Hickey Show.
CBS Sports Radio.
But, yeah, who's counting?
What was that?
The Ryan Hickey Show? I don't know. Don't search Hot Take Hickey. That will not come up anywhere.
Oh, yes, it does.
No, it will not.
You ever search Hot Take Hickey on Twitter? There's a lot of people that tweet Hot Take Hickey. Someone actually tagged me in a tweet today. There's a Ryan Hickey, but he spells his name HICKIE.
Ugh. Yuck.
I actually like the guy better. I've never met him, but
yuck.
Yes, but tonight on the Hot Take Hickey Show, I mean the Ryan Hickey Show, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern, you can listen to air many of the same CBS Sports Radio affiliate, Sirius XM Channel 158, and that free Odyssey app. Do we know who you're going up against in your pick segment?
No, sir. It's up to the callers. Whoever wants to call in and take me on.
Is this only college football?
No. Oh, no. The five best games of the weekend.
Oh, so I could do a little three games in NFL, two in college.
Yep.
Is it only spreads, or can I do an over-under?
Spreads. Spreads only.
Gotcha. Okay. And your record is what?
So far, through 1 week, 1-4.
And the caller's record is?
5-0.
Oof.
So
wait, the caller went 5-0.
Caller went a perfect.
I think he said 4-1
earlier. 5-0. I went 1-4. Oof. He went 5. He killed it.
Oof.
Florida State got lucky with the blocked extra point.
You may want to retire that segment if you go 1-4 again.
So the good news is the bar is low to beat me, but the bar is very high to be the best caller right now on the network.
Well, you know what? I'll sound like Pete Carroll after Monday night. You could only go up from here. No, you could
already
go backwards
his
here.
Post-game press conference.
If you give an O for this weekend, that could be rough.
Well, yeah, we're not going for that, but it could happen.
Yeah, I hope you're not trying to tank it. What are you trying to throw? Throw your own segment? And you will deliver us a best of the Hickey's Pickies coming up on Monday.
Unless I'm sure I go 5-0, then I'm sure you want nothing to do with that and just throw it away. It never happened.
Yeah, you're probably right. And then another programming note here. You will have Eye on Football back on Sundays, 12 to 8 p.m. Eastern. One microphone, one man. That's yours truly. And we'll take you to every stadium, reporters in every stadium. We will have some gambling focus, fantasy football focus, post-game audio. And now since media members are actually allowed back in the interview rooms and in the locker rooms, we will probably have a few players join us as well from on CBS Sports Radio. Eye on Football is back for 8 hours, so 12 to 8 p.m. Eastern. So when people go to me over the summer, why do you take so much vacation? Why do you take so much vacation? It's because we're basically digging ditches here come football season, working 6 days a week, and also I'm entitled to the vacation day. So if you don't like it, tough. Okay. I think that's all the housekeeping notes that we have here. Ready for a little closing bell? Les Raoult.